Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Balrampur Chini Mills Limited's earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Jenny Rose from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Balrampur Chini Mills Q4 and FY24 result conference call. We have with us today Mr. Vivek Saraogi, Chairman and Managing Director of Balrampur Chini Mills, Ms. Avantika Saraogi, Executive Director, and Mr. Pramod Patodari, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We would now like to begin the call with brief opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for the question-and-answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and the disclaimer to this effect has been included in the presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Saraogi to make his opening remarks. Over.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q4 results. I trust all of you have got the opportunity to go through the results presentation, providing details of our operational and financial performance. I will initiate the call with a brief update on the sugar sector. As per the latest industry data, India's sugar production is expected to reach 32 million tons. This is net of diversion in the season 23-24, which is just slightly lower than 32.8 produced in the preceding season. Maharashtra sugar production unexpectedly increased to 11 million tons, where UP had a bit of a decline, which was not expected, but it came down to 103.5 lakh tons or 10.35 million. Karnataka produced 5.25 million. Considering an opening stock of 5.6 million and a projected consumption of 28.7 million, we anticipate the closing stock for the year to be about 8.9 million. In the coming season, that is 24-25, production is expected to moderate to 31 million tons pre-diversion. So let me put out a sort of disclaimer here that this is very early days to be able to produce 24-25 production, but this is the best guess available as on date. Given the opening stock of 8.9 million, we expect the government's intervention to facilitate the diversion towards ethanol to manage the excess inventory, and that would also support sugar prices. So basically, the knee-jerk reaction, which happened owing to a perceived lower production, not only in 23-24, but 24-25, we hope there will be correction once we've already got 23-24 production, 8.9 million stock, and next year we're definite, you know, that the next year production will be higher than the consumption. Hence, there will be about more than 3.5 million tons available for diversion to ethanol. That's our best belief as on today. Moving on to our business performance, we have delivered robust operational and financial performance during the year, supported by strong volumes and realizations, both in sugar and distillery segment. On the PLA project, we have contracted with renowned global technology providers, setting the stage for the development of India's first integrated sugar-to-bioplastic facility, projecting a new avenue for growth and market leadership. Thank you. Now I hand over the floor to Pramod. Pramod, on to you.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon, everyone. As the presentation has already been shared, I will not repeat the financial highlights. I would now request the moderator to open the forum for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we had done very good crushing volume on a FY to FY basis, but for the season also we had guided for around 10% increase in crushing. Unfortunately, that has not happened. Can you explain the reason for it?
Yeah, Vantika.
Yes. So, good afternoon. Thank you for the question. So there were about two, three factors at play. I think the first and the, something which has not happened ever in, my father's career of 37 years, and this has been widely discussed, is that we had never seen the impact before of zero winter rain. So the yield which was projected for plant cane was quite reduced due to this, which we could not predict because the cane was standing in the field, but it had lower weight. This is one of the major reasons that we were not able to predict it even until the very end. Couple of things which happened due to the, the reaction of the government also, and then certain, the election year being at play, is that a diversion to unorganized MSME sector of Khandsari goods increased because they were able to pay higher prices due to, the election and the unorganized liquor demand, and as well as very good prices, both consequently made farmers divert more than what we had anticipated as well. And the third factor is that this time there were, due to the lack of winter rain again, there were a lot of extra animal attacks and rodent attacks which had never occurred before. So these are the major reasons that we had a lower crush. Also the reduced crush which happened in some of the mills due to the ethanol policy being changed, that also impacted us because we had to reduce crush in a few of our units.
One unit mainly. Okay. So what I would like to add to this is, as Balrampur, we crushed 2% lower than our last year's crushing. Pramod, am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
UP, Pramod, apple-to-apple basis crushed about 12% lower cane?
Around 8%. UP was down by around 8%.
We crushed 1,080-90 and we this year crushed 970, I think.
990, I believe.
936 last year.
We are talking season basis.
Yeah, season basis.
Yes.
10.09
we crushed. No, not we. So, UP, if you see other groups, they've come down by 10-12%. And we've come down by 2%. So, basically, there has been an error of average 10% calculation of cane by everybody in their projection, which did not rectify. This is a very weird agroclimatic condition.
Ma'am, the first point you mentioned was that zero winter rains impacted yield. Am I correct? Or
Yes.
Okay.
Impacted the yield of plant cane.
Right. So secondly, our domestic quota for sugar, I believe, was somewhere around 159,000 tons. And we have sold 225,000 tons. I believe there is no, we cannot sell above quota and there is no carry forward of previously unsold quota also. So, am I missing something here?
Pramod?
So, there is no separate penalty as such. Yes, you are right. We sold slightly higher in March quarter. And you may be aware of the fact that in the April month's quota, government has deducted around 25% out of our eligible quota. Beyond this, nothing is carried forward.
Okay.
Sir, just to reconfirm the UP crushing number, this year it is 980 versus last year 1082. So it's around 9% UP was down.
Ah.
Okay.
Correct.
Vivek sir, where do you expect the sugar price to move in one or two quarters?
Just to tell you, the sugar prices have been pretty stable despite this ethanol sort of, you know, curtailment of diversion. So we are selling around 39.50 odd in, or averaged around 39.25, 39.50, because we have various mills making sulfitation and refined sugar. So I don't think this price would come down from here. It should gradually inch up, very gradually.
Right. And as a post this price increase in maize ethanol, is the profitability better than what industry was able to earn from FCI rice based ethanol?
Pramod, you'd answer that? Yeah.
Okay. So Prashant, this will vary company to company, what kind of overhead we have in that particular unit. But having said that, even at the maize price of say 72 rupees, it is not as profitable. FCI rice works very well.
Okay. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Manyal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Have just two questions. One is on the reduction in the crushing number, which is 2%. So is there any impact of the lower sugarcane yield of newer variety? Is there any difference between CO0238 and the newer variety which you have sort of applied in last few seasons?
So definitely, you know, 238, the yield was a bit more, but the point is that the deteriorated 238 yield versus other new variety yield, other new varieties are much better. So 238, yes, if you're talking about historical, like if you're talking about 4 years ago versus the new varieties of today, I would say that there is a slightly lower yield, but nothing to write home about in the sense that drawl which we have, that means the supply yield that we have, is still quite low. So, you know, the varietal impact is not that much, I would say.
So, it's 238 yield is not available in any other variety. Having said that, 238 was already dying and, you know, you cannot have that.
The deteriorated 238 yield, recovery, everything was not working out.
Agroclimatic conditions, how much ever we predict, you know, when the cutting yield comes in and there are variations, you know, some things are out of your hands. And this has happened all across UP, each group. Comparative basis, this is not a defense. We have done the best by a reduction of 2%.
Right. So what my means, what would we can understand from the next season perspective, given that now I believe 90% of our variety are the newer ones, and if there are normal weather conditions, because last time I think you mentioned that you planted almost 7 to 8% higher,
I'll give you the visibility. So basically, our 238 is down to 8% for next season, there are all other good varietal balance apart from that. Now, if we have to talk about yield, variety is not the only influencing factor. In fact, the agroclimatic conditions will affect us much more than the variety, because all of the varieties which we have planted are only released by the scientists and agricultural research unit after they can prove a 1,000 quintal per hectare yield. Before that, a variety is not allowed by law to be released, right? Our supply yield is around 300 only. So varietal, this varietal influence on yield is actually the lowest in our group. Other groups, I don't know. But for our group, the varietal impact on yield is a bit low. Other than this, the agroclimatic conditions, if they are to be, you know, distributed rain, we will enjoy a very, very good benefit of that, no matter which variety we have, because all our varieties are still very, very, very good. And you've seen the increase in recovery. You've seen this 11.72 is the FY recovery,
yes.
Pramodji?
Yes, Pramod, what's the recovery for the FY and for the season?
Season is 11.72, FY 11.73.
Okay. So FY 11.73, this is, you know, one of our highest yield, highest recoveries ever that we have achieved.
So September will be a better, you know, on the September results call, which would be in October. At that point of time, we'll be able to give much better visibility.
Sure. So, just one more question on the ethanol front. Given the fact that we have, as a country level, we have a sufficient inventory now, and the government most probably will allow a higher diversion from the next season. So, what could be our our distillery capacity utilization for the next season, 24-25?
Again, you know, we have to wait it out. So these figures indicate that we will be much better off, without a doubt. Having said that, it is very difficult to give this, you know, expectation data. Let it come out. But there is enough sugar, as we told you on the call, to be able to get distillation orders much more than the previous year.
Right, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, the first question on the cane crushing again, you know. So if we understand correctly, basically it is to do with the agro-climate condition coupled with the election-related event, which has resulted into lower cane crushing for us as well as the state as a whole. Have I understood it right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, specifically for us, if you could talk about, Avantika, you know, with respect to, you said 8% of sugar season 25 will be the 0238. What was it for FI, sugar season 24 and 23? Would you be able to give that number?
So 24, it was upwards of 20%.
And prior year? Would you know that?
It would have been, I mean, I don't know the exact figure, but it would have been upwards of between 35-40.
I would say closer to 40.
Okay, understood. So, you know, since we have done so much of work on the sugarcane part for several years now, you know, our mix is substantially different from the other groups or in the state, according to you, or everybody is kind of working towards that, and hence, I mean, we would be better, but still, is that materially different?
I think the our 118 percentages should be higher than the rest of UP, and maybe some one or two other new varieties should be higher than rest of UP, but
and it's very difficult, Avantika, to be able to give others variety and configuration of others.
So see, West we know has more
238. West is having a lot of 238.
And they will take one more year.
Okay. Understood. And if you could give, I mean, you have kind of covered, you know, in the answer with respect to the yield is lower than the original 238, but it's better than the deteriorated 238. But, you know, in terms of recovery rate, how do they stack up?
Recovery, you've seen the performance already. With the upwards of 20% 238 versus what it was last year. And then next year, let's hope for a rise again.
October. So your question, if I've understood, is how much better are we, you're comparing us to the competition, right?
No. Let me rephrase. You know, for the 118 variety, what is the recovery rate? A thumb rule.
118 compared to is very decent recovery. 11 rate is the best recovery in the current variety list.
Okay. Would you be able to share any percentage, sir?
We can't do it this way actually because it will not be accurate data.
Yeah, all these data in October, but we are on the right line.
It's better than old 238 also. 118.
Barabar. Old 238 at its peak was very good.
Now, let me ask, you know, in terms of given where we are standing, I know it's hard to call out, but still, if we were to build a number for coming year, fiscal year FY25, how do we look at the cane crushing volume? Do we assume an increase? Do we assume flat?
Please bear with our, you know, we were not able to predict it this time. Now, we will not predict it.
Very careful. This is a, you know, I don't care if others were down more than me, etc. We'll be very careful and cautious when we predict next year. We are going to far, far deeper calculation.
Understood. Okay. Now, with respect to, you know, the PLA, if you could give some heads up, you know, is there any further update post the last earning, post the last call what we had on PLA, apart from the tie-up what we have with the vendors and the tech partners? Like any particular timeline?
Everything is on track as per what it was the last time. When we do have an update, we'll probably organize a separate call for that.
Yes, yes. So, orders are out. We are working hard on developing the market. It's you know, building towards the commissioning, what all has to be done before that. So, as Amantika said, anything more meaningful except saying that we are in the right direction later on.
Understood. Okay, I mean, since you are not able to give the cane guidance, I presume you won't be able to give any crushing in terms of the distillery volume guidance as well, right?
They would link to each other.
Exactly. Okay. Understood. Just the transfer pricing, if you could mention, what is the transfer pricing? Is there a change in this season for B and Syrah?
No change. Actually, no change from last year. B is still at 1090 and juice obviously at a cost.
Got it. Okay, I'll fall back in the queue for follow-ups. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shailesh L. Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon everyone and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions from my side. Sir, wanted to get some sense on realizations. You have answered in part, but FY24 was good in terms where we have seen 6% increase, especially considering that last year was 15% export as well. So, in our model building, how do you think we should factor in this, considering the current environment and next season? If you can give some color on that.
Pramod?
Sir, for the financial year gone by, it was 38 rupees. Currently, we are selling sugar at around 39 plus. So now it's up to, we have given our thought that it is going to remain stable at this point in time and with a bias towards inching up, but on a gradual basis. So that's the range in which you can assume in your model.
Fair enough. Thanks, sir. Sir, also on PLA project, just an extension of the earlier question, can you give some guidance with respect to how the CAPEX is going to flow in the next 2 years in terms of our project, if that is possible?
We don't have the visibility exactly, but when we do...
Let's get more visibility and we will definitely keep you updated.
You know, in fact, the moment we do have something to report, we will definitely organize a separate call just for that and we'll have enough substantial information to give you.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, in that case, just a last question. Tax rate going ahead, we had a little bit higher tax rate for last year. So 25-26, what is the tax rate we are going to have?
So we will continue to be under MAT, but there will be some provision account of deferred taxation. In the year gone by, it was around 29% put together. For the time being, we can assume to be at the same level.
Okay. So just one last question. I'm just trying to get some clarity on ethanol volume. In the last call, we had guided that we will try to achieve the same volume numbers for next year. Do you think that is a possibility for FY25 to achieve the same volume numbers?
Sir, can I take this call, sir?
Yes, please do.
So, Shailesh, though it's very difficult to give any visibility on cane crush for the sugar season, but as far as March is concerned, I think for the purpose of model building, we can assume around 9.8 to 10 crore quintal of sugarcane crushing. This will obviously include whatever cane we have crushed in the month of April this year.
Pramod is talking of the financial year, not the season.
Yeah, I'm talking only of financial year.
Fair enough. And how would that translate into ethanol volumes? Because there would be some component of grain.
Sir, we have to assume certain things that we will get full diversion in place with respect to juice, with respect to B-heavy. And if that is played out, then we can definitely estimate the numbers as well.
So, but Pramod and to everybody, that is not yet clear.
Right, sir.
So,
Yeah.
it is not clear as of now. We'll have to wait till September end
Yes.
to get a sense.
Clarity current. Yes. Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Sorry, Shailesh, come again.
Yeah. So I was just saying that, so currently, our facilities, Mirzapur facility, is it running on corn or rice? Means, what is the approach till the time the season starts? Any color on that, if you can provide?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
So the current Mirzapur facility, are we using any of the feedstocks available from the market, broken rice or maize?
So we did run for a few days on broken rice and we on maize also. So Pramod, can you give us the figures in hand? Because I'm in Lucknow.
For the full year, FY25.
Yeah, I think no. Till September, what is up? I think we run 40 days of rice and about 30 odd days of maize we do, if my memory is correct. Or we'll get back to you.
Whatever feedstock we are having as of 31st of March and whatever additional crush we did in the month of April, on that basis, I think we should be in a position to distill around 10 crore liter of ethanol before beginning of the new season.
That's quite helpful, sir. Thanks a lot and best of luck, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital India. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir. Yeah, hi. You give transfer pricing for B and juice, but what was the transfer price for molasses? From C molasses, sir.
C molasses is ₹600 a quintal.
Okay. And was there any bagasse sale for full year or fourth quarter, if you can give the quantity of bagasse sale?
Bagasse sale for the full year? We'll come back to on this.
Okay. And because what I was trying to understand that now some of the power plant PPA has been expired, so that prices are quite remunerative. So how is the process for other plants to renew power PPAs? How is that scheduled and will that make sense to convert that bagasse? Because I think 5.25 is quite good price for to convert from bagasse to power.
So Pramod, you can give the data.
Bagasse, we sold around 5 lakh tons in the full year FY24. And two of our plants are already outside the ambit of PPA. So we are exporting power through this plant in open access market. And I think the next plant will come out of PPA only in the year 2026.
Okay.
Is it 25 and 26, something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
We are getting very good rates. We're very good, getting very good rates. In one unit, we got ₹8.
Right. And the gas prices currently, how much is the prevailing prices for us? If you want to
transfer prices. Bagasse transfer price is 1800 rupees a ton.
I think that is same what we have continued. Okay. And last question, sir, if you look at today's prices for maize, will we use a multi-feed grain distillery for maize to ethanol, or will use it, keep it for option for when, if government allows us to from bee or juice, I think that would be more profitable. Or at prevailing prices, can we go for this maize to ethanol capacity utilization?
We call it on maize. In the oxygen, we will be running on maize.
So around 4 to 5 crore liter capacity, we'll use it for this year also.
Yeah.
So what we, our ability is to run on all feedstock. Depending on the price and the profitability, one takes a decision at the beginning of the year based on government policy. So we don't worry. We will do our best, take the best decision. But not everything is in our hands.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I would now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
So, thank you, everybody. And I think Pramod is there. We are all there for any question. And we hope to clear a lot of ambiguity in the September quarter results.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Balrampur Chini Mills, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.